This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 422 for Tuesday, June 4th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Tuesday, seeing a continuation of yesterday's sell-off as bearish technical signals, large old crop supplies, and only minimal demand weighed on prices. Canola down $6 to $9, July down $8.70 at $625.70 per ton. New crop November down $8.20 at $649. The widening old new crop spread signals a lack of concern over supply tightness, with ample old crop stocks still being held by farmers. Relatively favorable growing conditions for the new crop are also bearish, although consistent rains have delayed seeding in some areas. Losses in the Chicago soy complex also weighed on canola, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil down on the day as well. Weakness in the Canadian dollar did provide some support, as did ideas. The losses were starting to look overdone. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat were lower, while corn held closer to unchanged. Soybeans had shown strength earlier in the day on ideas the market was due for a correction, but values turned lower as the day progressed, with losses in crude oil behind some of the spillover selling. The July soybean contract down 5 cents at $11.79 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was 78% seeded as of this past Sunday. That's slightly behind trade expectations, but ahead of the 73% average for this time of year. Emergence was 3 points ahead of average at 55%. Corn, meanwhile, saw some consolidation lacking any clear direction. The July contract down a penny at the final bell at 442.5 per bushel. The first condition ratings of the growing season for corn placed the crop at 75% good to excellent. That beat average trade expectations for a 70% reading. Only 9% of intended corn acres in the U.S. remain to be seeded, with emergence at 74%. While forecasts calling for heat and dryness in Russia were somewhat supportive for that market, wheat still drifted lower. Minneapolis spring wheat down 10 cents in July at 7.23 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 12 cents in the July contract at 6.87 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 14 cents in July at 6.58 per bushel. The U.S. spring wheat crop was 94% seeded in the weekly report, and that's 4 points ahead of average, with just over three quarters of the crop emerged. 74% of U.S. spring wheat was rated good to excellent. That's about 9 points ahead of average for this time of year. Winter wheat condition ratings in the U.S. came in at 49% good to excellent, with the harvest just getting started at 6% done. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, June 4th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.